I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States extends temporary legal status to thousands of Afghan refugees. Officials say increasingly dangerous conditions under Taliban rule prohibit a return to Afghanistan. Heart for Iran partner Shahnaz Ibrahimi.
In Afghanistan, life is miserable. Life is worse financially, spiritually. People is scared to go outside, especially for women. Life is really limited.
Following the Taliban takeover in 2021, Ibrahimi and her husband created a digital church community for persecuted Christians in Afghanistan. This digital church and Heart for Iran satellite TV broadcast in Dari have become a virtual lifeline to homebound women and girls. Please pray they'll discover their identities in Christ and trust Him with your future. The United Nations Security Council could vote as early as this week to deploy a multinational police unit in Haiti. Led by Kenya and supported by United States logistics, the deployment would seek to end gang control of the nation. Earlier this month, the U.S. Embassy urged all remaining Americans to leave Haiti as quickly as possible. Rose Linda Hart with For Haiti with Love.
I've taken over the mission work because of all the Americans leaving, and there's no short-term missions anymore. People are afraid to go down there.
Months of chaos in the capital have exacerbated Haiti's food crisis. Send help in the name of Jesus through For Haiti with Love. We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
We ask people to help us to help the hurting and the hungry people in Haiti.
And most importantly, pray.
Haiti needs prayers. Only God can fix Haiti from this point.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get your free copy at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.